least in our Bill of Rights, is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Welcome, everyone, to Spouting Off. It's the end of the week. It's the end of yet another week. We are going into what is often referred to as Holy Week next week. We have Easter, we have Passover, and we have news that just keeps on coming. Have you been feeling like you're living in the Matrix? Like we're in an otherworldly world? An alternate universe? Take your pick of analogies. Not only can you not keep up, but some of us are going, more of the same. You know, feed me something new. I'd like a different diet than lying, cheating, stealing, corruption, bullying, intimidation of your enemies, abuse of power, the endless march to tyranny. Well, unless you've been sitting under a rock, you know that Donald Trump was indicted yesterday, and I would be remiss if I didn't have a few remarks about that. I pretty much believed that he would be indicted, and he may well get arrested, and they will perp walk him and take pictures of him front and side view. They're going to do everything they possibly can do to smear, demean, defame him. Why should they do anything else? They've been doing it from the moment he came on the scene. It has not changed. It only has escalated. And you probably have friends and family in your own sphere of influence who believe that Donald Trump deserves what he gets. I don't think I have the presence of mind or the patience to ask people why they think that. That's why I'm so grateful to have a conservative of all stripes, of all colors, of all shapes and sizes, but primarily I would say we have a conservative audience here. Because Democrats don't like hearing alternate points of view. The radicals who run and control the Democrat Party would like you and everyone to believe that there's only one way to think, only one way to believe. And what they are pushing that they want us to think and believe is the most preposterous, psychotic stuff you've ever seen. I'm going to digress briefly to tell you, I was listening to the news. If you were listening locally to the WSMN news, you heard people speaking out about how the politicians should do their job and help to protect our kids. And that means they have to take action on gun control. They never once allow for the possibility that their premise is completely faulty and wrong. To make the assumption that everybody automatically agrees that to disarm law-abiding citizens from their rights to defend themselves somehow protects kids from being murdered by a psychotic person who chose that church knowing full well how poorly it was protected, what a soft target it was. That's unconscionable, but we watch these kinds of bastardization of news every day. Every day we watch it. Back to Donald Trump. So hindsight is 2020, but knowing the tactics that these people have been perpetrating on all of Americans, it's been on steroids since Biden started occupying the Oval Office, if he occupies it at all. I call him a presidential potted plant because I don't think there's any way you could be a reasonable person and decide that he's making the decisions. But these decisions, these policies are being made in his name. So we'll move on from there. to know the tactics that we've been watching, that we know that they use. We should have been suspicious when they called Donald Trump a dictator, a Hitler, a tyrant, with no evidence. Nobody ever asked them evidence. Remember, I was just saying, if you have the temerity to ask somebody why Trump deserves it, ask them to be specific. What exactly did he do that deserves being indicted, a former president, when they couldn't see their way clear to indict Bill Clinton or any of the other presidents that we know committed crimes, maybe the current occupant who admitted on national television that he wouldn't give Ukraine money until they took the dogs off of his friends who were paying him money. We know that this is pay to play. We see all that. And it is being ignored in plain view, because the message is, we're going to come after you if you stand in our way. And we're going to use the full power of the government to come after you. My point initially was, so we should have known with 2020 that when they started calling Trump a dictator, and people who were watching Trump, were evaluating Trump and his presidency, they wondered, this is crazy. What has he done that was a dictator? What did he do? His great crime is that he publicly upheld the values of freedom, love for our country, its values, its traditions, its separation of powers, its respect for self-defense. He never once called for disarming law-abiding citizens and their rights to defend themselves. He took every action he could to make the country safer from runaway crime and open borders. He supported free markets. He supported language and culture that is in line with American values and principles in history. He upheld American historical sites. He was horrified, along with the nation, at the attacks on America and our historical monuments, among many, many others. He unleashed our own energy production, making us oil independent, energy independent, for the first time in decades and decades and decades. Even Republicans had promised that. Donald Trump didn't promise that, but with one swell swoop, I say that on purpose, he made us energy independent in one term, in less than one term. That, all of that, as we see now, is why they continue, what they continue to hate most about him. All of those things, these are policy-driven vendettas against a man who has stood in their way. Make no mistake about it. And what is our circumstantial evidence? Well, we see that they are willing to put down, to censor, to bully and intimidate people who are also trying to stand in their way, who still believe that America is a place where people are allowed to disagree, people are allowed to dissent, and to use our government in order to be heard. These people in power are using our government against us to shut us down. That's what's going on. And that's very much like going after your political enemies, using the full power and weaponizing alphabet agencies and unelected bureaucrats to push an agenda on the American people they didn't ask for, they didn't vote for, they don't want. Sounds suspiciously like the jump the shark moment when the government that, make no mistake, the radical Democrats control, decided that everybody had to be forced to take an experimental injection into their bodies that they didn't want. They had to be forced, bullied, and intimidated. They had to be called that they were the reason the pandemic was continuing, when now we know 3 years later that the exact opposite was true. None of that was true. They bullied and intimidated and branded and stereotyped people. I have a video, I don't know if you saw it, of Anthony Fascist Fauci going door to door and being read the riot act by a person who happened to be black, who said, "Don't do it. We don't trust the government." And a woman who was traveling with him, I believe it was in Philadelphia, said, "How are we going to get people to take this shot? How can we force and push and cajole people and force them to take this shot?" He said, "Well, the people that don't want to take it don't like being told what to do. They're Republicans." You can watch that. You can pull that video up. Here's a guy who has just branded everybody Republicans who don't want to take his experimental shot that has proven to be deadly and damaging to many, and they're suppressing that information. And he brands them all Republicans, and then he has to top it off, the pièce de résistance. He says they don't like being told what to do, as if not liking to be told what to do is morally wrong. Do you get the twisting, the deception there? This is hardcore propaganda, to be told that because you don't want to be told what to do, you want to make your own decisions and take the consequences for those decisions, you're going to consider the evidence, kind of like the jury did in the Gwyneth Paltrow case, which I watched a little bit of yesterday. The jury was asked to make a decision. They weren't told, "You better do what everybody else tells you, otherwise you're morally wrong." I mean, they are twisting our values before our very eyes. They are demoralizing the country, not just being demoralizing and depressed, but they are literally dismantling our moral compass in this country if you allow them to do so. So make no mistake, this indictment of Trump is as transparent and obvious as anything we've ever seen, but these people are brazen and have no conscience. I guess I'm going to have to leave it there, because I think you could tell I could probably go on a while. Thank God we have a couple of terrific guests coming up. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off. Spouting Off means you say what's on your mind uncensored. I hope you keep spouting off. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at unitedwaynashua.org.
Spouting Off with Karen Cataline will return in a moment.
The Reading Foundation provides evaluation and tutorial programs based upon the Orton-Gillingham philosophy of learning, based upon the study of language, how children acquire language, and the mechanisms involved in learning. All the learning pathways of the brain, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and tactile, are addressed and strengthened to build a strong foundation for the acquisition of reading skills. If you are interested in learning more, please contact the Reading Foundation for more information. The Reading Foundation is at 10 Northern Boulevard, Unit 19, Amherst, New Hampshire, 03031. Or you can email us at readingfoundation_rf@yahoo.com. And of course, you can call anytime at 603-882-0992. The Reading Foundation, Amherst, New Hampshire.
And now, more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off, exercising every day. Our First Amendment, our God-given First Amendment rights to say what we think, even if we're wrong, even if you're wrong, even if everyone's wrong, we still have a right to express ourselves and to the letter and the spirit of the First Amendment lives on, and it lives on when you use it and exercise it. I'm delighted to welcome our first guest. His name is M. Semi Bird. He is a constitutional Christian conservative who started his life's journey in the ghetto of East Oakland, California. He was born to a single mom of seven children, and this was prior to the passing of the Civil Rights Act. He is a veteran, has served in the U.S. Marine Corps and the U.S. Army. Thank you for your service, sir. And he's running for governor in the state of Washington. Semi Bird, thank you so much for joining us here on Spouting Off.
It is my honor to be with you. Thank you so much, Karen.
Well, thank you. Talk to us about why you decided to run for governor and what makes you different. And tell us about your race. Usually we always save this to the end, but I want to talk about it now. So let's do it now.
Yeah. So I think, to put it boldly, duty, honor, love of country. It really is that simple. Some people will sit back in their living rooms and they'll yell at their TV. They'll talk amongst friends. And sometimes they get engaged and sometimes they get involved, but not running for office. And we find ourselves with this plethora of career politicians. And we need to start electing career Americans. And so, as a career American who's served as a Marine, who fought as a Special Forces Green Beret post 9/11, it's my duty to serve our nation. I'm not moving. I'm not leaving my state. And I dare say, for folks who are listening, this isn't a Washington issue. You see what's going on in Seattle. You see what the regressive progressives have been bringing forward into our society, into our American system of government. And much of this originates in Seattle on the west side of the state. And so what happens in Seattle affects the nation. And so this is a nationwide movement to unite our state along the idea of what you entered with, the beauty of that First Amendment, understanding that we can disagree with one another, but why are we not valuing, listening, and respecting one another? We can agree to disagree at worst. But at best, when we focus on that 93% of things that we can agree upon, those key issues, lawlessness, homelessness, taxation, our economy, the failure of our school system, there's a lot we can do. And so I'm hoping that people will join me. Come together. Let's talk. Let's bring solutions with action, not name-calling, not trench warfare. In terms of our campaign, it's going wonderful. Right now in Washington State, we are bringing in more small dollar donations than any other campaign combined that's running against the incumbent. And that says a lot about our grassroots movement, because we're not sponsored by the establishment. You won't find us the establishment's candidate. We are the people's candidate. And so just a reason why I'm engaging again, you know, it's time to bring that positive change. And based on my background, my knowledge, my experience, I believe we can make that case for unity and bring real solutions in action that only a career American can bring, not a career politician.
A career American. You know, you should coin that phrase. That's pretty good. let's stick with your campaign and the policies that you're advocating, because that kind of encompasses a whole host of issues. And I'm assuming you're running for the nomination, the Republican nomination, to challenge the current incumbent governor, who's quite a piece of work. Oh, my. Is that right? Are there a lot of people running for this nomination already? And I'm assuming it's not for a year and a half.
No, so it's a year and a half. And there's a handful of individuals. And as they said, we are far beyond the start point. We have been at this for some time, building our strategy when we were doing our due diligence. So, no, there is a group of Republicans that are running. I am a Republican, proud, right? Lincoln Republican, Frederick Douglass Republican. Yes, I'm proud. And so we have platforms. We're talking about creating economic opportunity for all, because our welfare system, this is a broken system that subjugates marginalized communities to a lifetime of poverty and generational poverty at that. It does nothing to elevate someone, right? Restoring the rule of law, our safe communities. I mean, you park your car to get groceries, you come out and you don't have a catalytic converter. You're afraid to even get out of your car to get groceries. We are in such a state of lawlessness in Washington state that our murders are skyrocketing, violent crimes are skyrocketing, and you see it nationwide. Criminals are not being held accountable by their prosecutors, these elected officials that took an oath to preserve the Constitution. Well, they are in violation of their oath of office. Why are we not holding them accountable?
Semi, I seem to remember a national story not all that long ago in which radicals who were never, I don't think, charged, took over six city blocks. Was that Portland or Seattle? I'm sorry.
That is Seattle. It was the Chop Chaz.
Yes, it was. Gee, talk about an insurrection. They took over blocks of a city. And wait a minute, nobody was charged. Was anybody arrested for that? Charged, go to jail for? Did they damage and I think maybe even burn a police headquarters in that area?
My friend, you are well informed. And again, the message to the American people, that word insurrection. In this case, they literally created an autonomous zone in the city of
Seattle. I think that's the very definition of an insurrection, isn't it?
Exactly.
Taking over the government?
Exactly.
Right. But if you march peacefully and patriotically to your own, the people's house, you're an insurrectionist, an armed insurrectionist. I'm sorry, I'm getting off the subject, even though you weren't armed. Okay, let's go back to Seattle. Go ahead. We'll take a powder.
That's a prime example of lawlessness and why we are bringing back or restoring the rule of law, law and order, to create safe communities, ensuring the quality of our education. The cornerstone of our education policy is simply to advocate for and facilitate school choice, where it levels the playing field. You know, in Washington State, when it comes to how our students are performing academically and how our schools are doing, only 50.7% of all of our students were able to meet grade level standards for English and language arts. Only 37.7% of those students met grade level standards for math, and only 42.7% met grade level standards for science. But yet we graduated them at a rate of 83%. And so what does that tell us? We have a broken system.
Great
and we're putting
inflation.
More students out there who are failing academically than we should be. And so there's so much I could talk about. Yes.
If I could ask you a couple of specific questions about specific issues that people,
absolutely,
whether they're in Washington State or anywhere around the country, I'm hoping will be asking their candidates, whether they be for governor or state house or U.S. House or whatever. And that is, will you be seeking the endorsement of Donald Trump? And where do you stand now and what's going on with him?
Here's what I will say to that. I voted for President Trump. And how could you not, understanding his policies, his successes, his policies of securing our border, energy independence, our economy was thriving. And here's something that's very important, again, for your listeners. This was thriving for Black Americans, for white Americans, for all Americans. Donald Trump gave more to uniting our country, to elevating that middle class, those blue-collar workers that have been forgotten because of the works of these career politicians. And so I support Donald Trump's policies. And in terms of what we're seeing right now within the last 24 hours, this goes back several years. This is a prime example of the weaponization of government. It is an abuse of our legal powers. It's an abuse of our legal system, and it's an affront to our Constitution of this great nation. When you can target someone like this, they did the same thing to Martin Luther King Jr. back in the 60s when he was marching for the soul of America to bring civil rights and equal rights to all citizens, that promissory note in that declaration in our Constitution. And he was targeted by the FBI as well. So this is not new. I support the Constitution first and foremost, and we have to stop this nonsense. And so whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent, what they're doing right now to Donald J. Trump is wrong. And this is not me speaking as an advocate. This is me speaking as an American and a constitutionalist to tell people this is wrong. And so right now our focus is on Washington State. And you can understand in Seattle and Washington State, we are not necessarily 100% on board with this candidate, that candidate, or the other candidate. And so as a governor, candidate for governor running, that was a Freudian slip, what I will say is this. I want to let our people's system of electoral process proceed, whether it's President Trump, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, or anyone else to get on board. I want to see how that process is without me interfering with my words or my voice. But I'll tell you what. There's no hesitation to support our candidate once we go through that people's process of our electoral system.
Okay.
So that's where
Semi, thank you. Thank you for that answer. And you know, this is really, again, this is emblematic. It's symbolic of what a lot of people are going to be doing around the country, electing officials. With the current climate, and not climate change, going on today, the radicals, and this is me talking, the radicals who now control the Democrat Party have tried very hard and sadly succeeded pretty well at doing a psyop, I guess is the way I could put it, to make certain subjects off limits. Certain subjects you're not allowed to comment about, think about, talk about. Certainly, there are certain subjects you are not allowed to disagree with the current narrative that we're told we must go along with. No matter how much we may disagree, we're somehow just not allowed. The two that come to mind, which the radical left has done very, very well by bullying and intimidating people, using them as examples for the rest of us. You better not talk about that. You better not buck the system and disagree. Can't allow it. Two topics that I'd like you to comment on is one, election fraud, otherwise known as election integrity, because that's going to affect your race. And second, you can answer the second one first, gender politics, pornography in the schools, and no longer toleration of sexual differences, but forcing people to teach their children there are no genders. Drag queen story hour, on and on it goes. We went from we want you to tolerate us to you will be forced to accept us or we're going to punish you. Talk about those, if you would.
Well, the first thing I say is this is America, and America is for everyone. And Americans need to stand up for common sense. And again, when you start talking about bringing pornography and gender transfer and transition into schools, and what they're trying to do in Washington State right now with Senate Bill 5599, they were trying to bring this into schools for children and then isolating parents out of the decision-making process. So not only are they bold enough to bring this into schools to target our children during their developmental stages of life, Piaget's theory of cognitive development talks about all of those stages of child development. And when you start through this indoctrination process, or what we call social engineering in psychology, and you target children, it's wrong. Outside of that, you be who you want to be. You have an unalienable right under this beautiful flag of freedom. But no, you will stay, and you let children be children, and you let parents, if a child chooses a point in time in their life, and gender,
you're
however
breaking
they look
up.
To do this.
I'm so sorry. Your passion is wonderful, and I want to hear every word. We do have only about 2 minutes, but talk a little slower, leave us. I'm sorry. We're not going to get a chance because of the time, and you are breaking up. So give us your final summation here, where people can find you and follow you, follow your race.
Karen, thank you. It's birdforgovernor.com, and that's B-I-I-B-I-R-D, birdforgovernor.com. Check us out. Learn more about us. We are the campaign to preserve our Constitution and our American way of life for this generation and generations to follow. So what happens in Washington will transfer to every other state in this union. I hope people get on board. Donate to our campaign. We need your help to preserve our constitutional republic. And I say God bless for looking and considering us.
Oh, thank you. You know what? We still have, I don't know, 40 seconds. Could you speak to a huge issue? I apologize. To how are you going to keep the elections honest and fair? Because we're seeing terrible, terrible problems with that everywhere around the country.
Well, the first thing we need to do is elect those career Americans, those constitutionalists who understand that our election system belongs to the people, all of the people. And so we need forensic audits. We need to get back to voter ID, in-person voting. We need to hold our elected officials accountable to preserve and protect the people's right to free and fair elections. That's exactly what I support.
Thank you. M. Semi Bird, running for governor in the state of Washington. Very articulate. We thank you for your time, Semi. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and God bless.
You too. You too. Well, we're going to have my good friend Ted Harvey joining us after the break, and there's no holds barred with him. Don't go away.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. They're not out to tell you the truth of what's happening. They're out to tell you the picture of the world that they represent. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in facts, and prevent people from being misled. The Epoch Times is independent. We're not controlled by any special interest, and we never will be. This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would ensnare this country in ignorance, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth. Subscribe today to our digital edition at theepochtimes.com, and join the Americans who are seeking truth and tradition. Read the difference in all your devices. We'd love to have you on board.
Are you tired of the same old snacks? Looking for something a little healthier than that bag of chips or candy bar? Even your average bag of trail mix these days is little more than peanuts, raisins, and candy-coated chocolate. Not very healthy, is it? Allow me to introduce you to White Mountain Munchies. Made from 100% all-natural ingredients, White Mountain Munchies combines unique flavors with nutritional value that will tingle your taste buds and strengthen and sustain your overall health and wellness. Eating good never tasted so good. From Maggie's Maple Madness to Hannah's Heavenly Harvest, Grayson's Getaway Goodies, and our limited edition Christmas blend, Jacoby's Jolly Jumble, White Mountain Munchies offers nutritious and delicious snacks that the whole family is sure to love. Pick yours up now through our easy-to-use online store at whitemountainmunchies.com. White Mountain Munchies, non-GMO when you're on the go.
Sometimes you need a woman's opinion, especially if you're trying to do the impossible, which is to understand women. I'm not really comfortable talking about certain things with women I know or even with family members. I used to wish there was a smart woman who didn't know me, but who would care enough to give me good advice. Now there is. Ask Aunt Emma is for men only, but it's not therapy or phone dating. It's just wise advice. It's completely anonymous because you call and pay through liveadvice.com. So I decided to give it a try. I was amazed at Aunt Emma's insights. She gave me a lot to think about so I could decide what to do next. And maybe she can help you too. Find Ask Aunt Emma on Facebook or register at liveadvice.com and you can speak to her practically right away. Again, you can find Ask Aunt Emma on Facebook or you can register at liveadvice.com. Get the female perspective. Just ask Aunt Emma. Ask Aunt Emma is for men only. Must be 18 or older.
Outdoor Almanac. Brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game's Wildlife Journal.
With longer days upon us and some trout waters already open, it's time to get serious about fishing for another year. And I'm not just talking about rods, reels, and lures. What we all need to get better at is catching and releasing fish. To start with, try using barbless hooks or crimp the barbs down with some pliers. Both make unhooking a fish quick and easy. And in spite of people fearing they'll lose a fish doing that, if you retrieve a fish correctly, you will not lose any fish because your hook lacks a barb. For gill or gut-hooked fish, it's better to cut off as much of the hook as possible and release the fish. When removing the hook, try to avoid touching the fish with your bare hands, because if you do, you'll be removing some of the protective mucus coating, which helps protect it from disease. Just remember, the longer it takes to unhook a fish, the more stress you put on the fish, which can lessen the chances of survival.
Outdoor Almanac is brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game's Wildlife Journal, the magazine for people with outside interests.
Spouting Off with Karen Cataline will return in a moment.
The Village Network was created for only one reason, to keep those 62 and older in their home as long as possible, ideally for the rest of their life. The Village Network is the answer for children who do not live nearby and worry about their parents being able to remain independently and safely at home. The Village Network has a network of trusted providers and volunteers who provide transportation, home repair, home-delivered meals, grocery shopping, and others who are there to help when you need them. We can even find someone to walk your dog. The Village Network does not charge thousands of dollars of upfront costs for services you may never need. With the Village Network, you only pay for services when you need them. Become a member of the Village Network today by calling 603-891-0008. That's 603-891-0008. The Village Network. Become a member today.
Karen Cataline got her parents to name her Karen before she was born, so she could grow up to be a punchline. Now here's more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to Spouting Off. Karen Cataline joining you, wrapping up the week with a good friend of mine who I get to talk to on a fairly regular basis. Known him for well over 20 years, and my, what an interesting career trajectory he has had. He is a former state legislator in Colorado. In 2001, he was elected to the Colorado House of Representatives and represented the 43rd House District. He was elected in 2006 to the Colorado Senate. He is now chairman of the Committee to Defeat the President, where you can find him and his website and his writings at stopjoe.com. Hi, Ted Harvey. Welcome once again to Spouting Off.
Well, hello, my friend. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I love talking to you, and it's always fun to to catch up and find out what it is that's going on in your world. Now, I mean, not that there's really anything going on, you understand. The president was just indicted yesterday, and I want to get your thoughts, give you an open berth to talk about it as much and in whatever way you want.
Well, I think the establishment is running scared. Obviously, they were when he became the nominee of the Republican Party in 2016, and the FBI did everything they could behind the scenes to destroy his candidacy. And then once he got elected, James Comey and all of his gang of corrupt officials in the FBI did everything they could to push the Russia hoax and the Mueller investigation for 2 years of his administration. They're desperately afraid of Donald Trump being the president of the United States and dismantling the deep state. And I think what you saw yesterday, immediately on the heels of a poll that comes out from Fox News that shows that he is beating DeSantis and everybody else by 30 points, they're scared to death. And they are going to do everything they can to make sure that he doesn't win the nomination become the next president. I think it's pretty obvious that if he were to get reelected, that he would go in there and he would not be as naive as he was the first time he got elected. He would go in there with his eyes wide open and would hold people accountable.
Yeah. Yeah. And people kind of forget. It's funny. During POTUS 44's reign, people, you know, did everything they could to make excuses for him, saying that, well, when he pronounced the word corpsman instead of corpsman and said there were 57 states and what have you, they just said, you know, the job is just too big for one person and he's got a learning curve and give him a break. And Trump got in and everybody, even Republicans, expected him to be superhuman. Far as I'm concerned, he accomplished things that almost seemed superhuman, not the least of which is getting us energy independent in less than 4 years when he didn't even campaign on that. And we had Republicans who promised that and couldn't get it done. He actually did do many of those things. And I agree with you. This is what they are afraid of. It's not Trump the personality, Trump any of those things, any of what he said. It is his policies. Are you on top of this case? Because this case is so stale and old that they couldn't make any of it stick while he was in office. So I don't know what they're thinking. It's as transparent as I could see it. But you know what? There's always going to be people who still believe that, you know, they're afraid of the weather. So what are you going to do?
Well,
what
do you know about it?
It
is a complicated issue. And I think that it'll be interesting to see what exactly they are bringing forward. The original argument that the Democrats made, that it was a campaign violation, that he didn't report these funds that he used to, quote, pay hush money before he was even a candidate. That is, you know, I run one of the largest PACs in the country. I'm very well aware of campaign finance law. And I can assure you that is not a campaign finance violation.
If you're not a candidate yet, how can you commit a campaign finance violation? Are they that?
That's exactly right.
Are they that opaque? Are they that? You know what? It's like they live on headlines. They never live on facts.
Right, right. But not only that, only the FEC can prosecute campaign finance violations, and typically that's nothing more than a fine, and a significant fine if it's proven to be something that's illegal. But it's not something you can prosecute somebody for and go to jail for. What you have here is you have a district attorney in the state of New York that is bringing a case forward. There is no way they can bring a case forward on a campaign finance violation. So now they're going to have to try to find some way to manipulate the legal system in New York to bring forward some kind of business tax filing violation. But then again, I'm not sure that can be done at a district attorney level in a state. That would be done by the IRS. So if that was the case, there's a 5-year statute of limitations. So what is it exactly that they are bringing forward that they think that they can prosecute? Because every single prosecutor from the federal level down to the state level that has looked at this over the last 5 years has said that it is non-prosecutory. There's no way they can move forward with a prosecution. So how is it now, after the statute of limitations is over, that they think they can bring it forward? Having said that,
yes,
this is just the grand jury that has looked at this and heard the attorneys, the prosecutors' position, and said, sure, move forward. They haven't heard the Trump attorneys. It's not a court of law. They haven't heard the Trump attorneys' positions or anything like that. So this is just a liberal state with a liberal attorney bringing forward a prosecution. That doesn't mean that it's going to be Trump is going to be held accountable for
anything.
Yeah,
you think he'll get? I mean, but
for years.
This is a bunch who impeached a former president when he wasn't even in office anymore. This is how preposterous and foolish they are, and they've got people on the bandwagon. What's that?
This is how scared they are.
Well, you could say that, but they get away with it. And this is they've got people on the bandwagon who believe that Trump is an evil, horrible criminal. Let's talk about the real strategy that they are imposing, that they are using with sadly great success so far, in which they throw the book at their enemies, large and small, Trump. And, you know, we've got somebody we know who stood on the sidewalk with a sign when the Biden campaign bus came along, and they're now being sued civilly. But they don't, it doesn't make sense what they're being sued for. They're just nuisance lawsuits to bankrupt this couple. So throw the book at your enemies and prop up and allow the criminality of your allies. Isn't that what's really going on here? And how do you fight that, Mr. Great Political Strategist?
Well, I think what they're trying to do is intimidate anybody that is their opposition. And Trump is obviously at the top of that pyramid.
Yes.
But
yes,
they want to make sure that anybody that supports him will cower back and be afraid to step up and have their voice heard. And I think it's only backfiring on them. I think you are going to see the American people rise up and push back at the ballot boxes more than they ever have. I mean, you look at what happened in school board races all over the country over the last couple of years. There's some pretty pissed off mom and dads out there that aren't going to take it anymore. And they're not going to be afraid of the FBI come knocking on their doors and trying to intimidate them. And they're not going to be afraid of the Democrat Party. They are going to try to take their country back. And I think they're only making this grassroots base even more energized than being afraid of them.
Thank you for that. So what are you working on these days, considering that if you compare an indictment of Donald Trump, it's not even the right jurisdiction. There's a statute of limitations. It was done before he was even president, before he was even a candidate, apparently. They're just scraping the bottom of the barrel, but they can't find the Hunter Biden laptop with both hands.
Right. And everybody says you're an election denier if you say that the election was stolen. Well, I don't believe there's any way anybody can argue that the FBI and all of the other intelligence communities in the United States did everything they could to interfere in the 2020 election and hide the Hunter Biden laptop, where if the majority of the American people knew what was in that laptop and the amount of corruption that was going on in the Biden family and kickbacks from the communist Chinese government, that there's no way you could say that Trump would have not won that election if the American people knew all of the information. There is plenty of evidence to say that the election was stolen from Trump, and it was from our own government being involved in the election, putting their thumb on the scale and tipping the scales. And I think that that is what will come out over the next couple of years because of the investigations that are going on in Congress. And I hopefully we'll have some people held accountable for it, because it was a complete violation of the Constitution and the government being involved in the elections. And that's my goal, is to hold these people accountable. And my goal as the committee to defeat the president is to defeat the Democrats in the House and the Senate and to make sure that Joe Biden's not ever elected again. And so we're raising money. We are filing FEC complaints against various congresspeople that are breaking the law left and right in the Democrat Party. And we're going to continue to push forward to push the envelope and hold the Democrats accountable.
Well, it sounds good to me. I'll tell you what, the people that I know and I talk to, and many of my listeners, I think one of the greatest frustrations for everyday people, just average everyday people trying to go to church or synagogue, raise their families, put food on the table, raise their kids, all of that, is that they see this brazen breaking of the law and no accountability. My phrase for it is that the arsonists are in charge of the fire brigade. When you're asking a corrupt entity or alphabet agency to police itself, it's kind of like the fox guarding the chicken house, isn't it? How do you hold them accountable when you don't have the power? They do, and they keep characterizing Republicans as if they have very much power. They don't. Not yet, anyway.
They don't. They do have the investigative power, though, to bring to the American people the truth of what happened. And I think what you saw with the Twitter files, congressional hearings, brought a lot of information to the American people. And that is just the, you know, scratching the surface.
Tip
of
the proverbial iceberg.
Yes.
Yes.
And the longer this investigation goes on, the more information that comes out, I think you are going to see said the arsonist. I think you are going to see this bonfire explode, and you're going to see a lot of people held accountable for it.
Well, you know what, Ted? I like to look hindsight, you know, 2020, and say, if all of this is coming out because Republicans are in power, think how much they were suppressing before that. We got to run, unfortunately. It goes so quickly with you. Tell everybody how they can find you. I know how. You tell them.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Go to StopJoe.com, StopJoe.com. We are the committee to defeat the president. Follow us on all social media platforms at Defeat_Joe. And help us out. We'd appreciate all that we can get.
Ted, so happy Easter to you. And Godspeed, my friend. I love you.
You as well.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That does it for this edition of Spouting Off. Tune in next week, when there will be oh so much more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.